MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. I'm chatting with Haim Israel. He's head of global thematic investing research, Bank of America. Haim, appreciate the time. 2026 FIFA World Cup, soccer World Cup, as we would call it here in South Africa, is happening. It's been described as the first AI World Cup. And I get the point. Back in the 2022 World Cup, ChatGPT hadn't even come out yet. AI really is going to be a huge part of this tournament.
Yes, it is. As you rightly said, during Qatar, we just had a ChatGPT moment and we did not understand how much the world is going to change. AI is going to be a big part of each and every game, each and every part of this tournament, and it's going to be a showcase about how AI and technology are eating the world, really. It starts from the amount of data that we're going to create this tournament, although 30 days, give or take, we are going to generate 2 exabytes of data. Just as a reference, 2 exabytes is roughly 45 billion HD movies. That's give or take what we are talking about in those 30 days. Just the final games themselves is going to take those 90 minutes, 7% of the world internet traffic. Just those 90 minutes. Nothing we've ever seen in the past. And AI, as I said, is going to be a big part of it because we are talking about 6 billion people that are going to watch the game, 75% of the world population, and for the first time, AI will allow them not just to watch the game, but to participate in real time, to engage in real time. Many tools like digital twins, like avatars, like even the metaverse, social media that can allow you to impact, change, see stuff in real time, something that we've never, ever seen in the past. So don't say 6 billion spectators, say for the first time, 6 billion participants.
I like that as participants, because I thought, you know, AI, the teams are going to use it. Of course they are. They're going to use it to research the competition and the team they're playing next, etc. That's obviously going to be a big part of it. Teams have always done that. AI is a tool which makes that easier and quicker for them. But it actually goes into the fans as well, into the stadiums, security, the hospitality. It's going to be every corner of the tournament. It's going to have some AI in it.
It is, and you're right, you said. First of all, it's a case study about technology. Think about all this massive data creation, as you rightly pointed, from the teams that can analyze millions of data points in real time and have and can know the advantage of the big teams versus the small teams, to the spectators, to security, to data centers, to everything's going to be allowed. And one other thing. Everything has to be with zero latency. All this case study about AI and technology, which have never, ever happened in the past, in markets that we've never, ever seen in the past, everything has to be in zero latency. So we are talking about a case study of world infrastructure. We are talking about something that's going to be so much bigger than just the technology itself.
Yeah, and I imagine that, I mean, this is something that the AI companies are going to learn from just because of that massive use. And it is, I mean, you mentioned 6 billion people. That is 3/4 of the planet who are going to be watching, if not one, in some cases, many in some cases, all 104 games. There is nothing that I can't imagine comes even close to that in terms of viewership.
Yes, you are right. Let's take the other two big events that the world is talking about, the Super Bowl and the Olympics. Mm-hmm. So the World Cup this time around is going to be the Super Bowl plus the Olympics times 40. This is the magnitude. As I said, 75% of the population watching it. Just the finals themselves said it's going to take 7% of the world internet and 20% of the world population will watch it in real time. Something that never happened in the past, those 90 minutes. And just to give you another illustration to how big this event is going to be, there's going to be roughly 6 million people that are going to be traveling with airlines to see the games internally and externally outside of the US and Mexico and Canada and doing the games. If I add all the air miles of all the different, of all of them together, we're getting to the distance of between Earth to the edge of the solar system times 3. This is how big this is going
to
be.
I love the start you're coming to, because it is giant. I mean, there's an economic impact. I mean, it's going to contribute to GDP. Mexico, Canada, the US. The US maybe less because of the size of the economy. But it's going to be jobs. It's going to be tourism. It is so much more than just the actual game itself. There is huge impact. Hotels, Airbnbs, and beyond just the host countries as well. I mean, there's going to be pubs and bars in South Africa that are going to be full of cheering fans.
Yes, they are, as you said. So it goes between the some of the more usual suspects, as you said, between hospitality, airlines, hotels, food, and so on, sports, luxury to consumers and everything. But it's also going to be about massive infrastructure build-out, internet, telecommunication, infrastructure, electricity, and so on, which are going to have, we're going to see massive investment around this event. Of course, the impact goes and lasts much longer. So we've calculated and spoke about close to 1 million jobs that are going to be created on the back of this World Cup, very close to that, 850,000. Roughly one-third is going to be in the U.S., but we are talking about a worldwide phenomena here, which is going to contribute, and its economic impact is going to go way and beyond.
I get that. I hadn't actually thought of that. I mean, for example, Kit, you know, people are going to be buying replicas of the jerseys for their country teams. Those jerseys are going to be made in factories the world over. This might be a factory in Bangladesh. It might be Vietnam. It might be one here in South Africa who's suddenly going to get an increase in orders.
Yes, it is. And that's what I said. We still in a global world. We can talk about globalism. Yes, no, and what's the impact? But the bottom line is that still we live in a world of globalization. And when you have an impact of a product, or it goes way and beyond just the country or that is hosting it, if we, for example, we spoke about the technological side, think about all the data centers and all the infrastructure around it. A lot of these companies are international companies that have the contract. They're employing people all over the world. They said they're getting a lot of data to come up with new products and new technology on the back of it, which is going to spread so much wider than just those three countries.
So here's the big question then. We're starting the tournament. There's 104 games to go till we get to the final. You're head of a Global Thematic Investing and Research, Bank of America. Do you have have you done the research on who's going to come out victorious at the end of the tournament?
Yeah, so we've done two things. We've done a survey across the entire research department and asked this question, but we backed it up as well with AI. And we've came up with a very long and detailed prompt about trying to analyze all the different data points and look at it from a less of an emotional point of view. Let's call it this way, much more professional. So the research department people were saying that France is going to win and Japan is going to be the surprise of the tournament. When we asked AI, the surprise of the tournament was still Japan, but the winner was actually Spain. So if we are relying on those two surveys and trying to detach emotions a little bit, those are probably the winners here.
Okay, France-Spain final. Perhaps that'll be a great final. Japan, the surprise. Unfortunately, no Buffon, no Buffon. But we're just trying to get out of the group stages. We'll be more than happy with that. We'll leave it there. Time Israel, he's head of Global Thematic Investing Research at Bank of America. Appreciate the time. This podcast is brought to you by StanLib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions.